بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما يقوله عند النوم. There is a next chapter that what should be read when a person goes to sleep. That is the du'as etc. which we call wird also, which we call wazifas also. When we call them wazifas, some people like Salafis got a problem with it. That all this wazifas, from where does it come? It is all from the hadith. From Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it is called azkar, then nobody has got a problem. Just like with tasawwuf, many people have got a problem. But when you call it the name of the Quran, tazkiyah, islah, then nobody has got a problem. So just by the name, we mustn't be deceived. We must look at the content, what is in there. So these askar, these du'as to be recited when a person goes to bed. Qala Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, and a person should read this ayat and ponder of the great qudrat of Allah. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, undoubtedly in the creations of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and undoubtedly in the changing of the day and night, لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, there are great, great lessons for people of intelligence to take. In other words, we see the great qudrat, how Allah has created the heavens and the earth, how He has created day and night, all the creation of Allah. And who will be led to this meditation and this realization of Allah's qudrat? They are those people, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا, who remember Allah Ta'ala in a standing position, وَقْعُودًا, and in a sitting position, وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, and when lying down on their sides. In other words, those who are continuously making zikr, their minds and brains will open up, and then they will see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and those who will meditate and ponder in the creation of the skies and the earth, those people will realize how great Allah is. And when they will realize that, they will fall headlong in love with Allah. What a great being. And Allah is so open for everyone that He will become everyone's. Today, if there's some great person, a man for example, all he'll do, or all the women of the world can run after him, but only one woman will get him. And if there's a woman with such great qualities, all the men of the world will run after her, but only one man will get her in marriage. But Allah is such the greatest. There can't be anyone more greater, and everyone can get Allah. Everyone who will run after Allah, he will get Allah Ta'ala. And when you have got Allah, you have got everything. وعن حذيفة وأبي ذر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, حضرت حذيفة and أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنهما say that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا آوى إلى فراشه, when he should come to his bed to sleep now, to lie down, قال بإسمك اللهم أحيا وأموت. He should read this dua, which is a famous dua. اللهم بإسمك أموت وأحيا. Oh Allah, in your name do I live and in your name do I die. That is, I was living the whole day. Now sleep is the sister of death. And in sleep a person doesn't know what happened. And in your name I will die. وعن علي رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له, حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, ولفاطمة رضي الله عنهما, and for حضرت فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها as well, he told both of them, إذا أويتما إلى فراشكما, when you people come to your bed, that is when you lie down to sleep now. أو إذا أخذتما مذاجعكما, or when you have taken your places on your bed to sleep, you have lied down. فكبر ثلاثا وثلاثين, then read الله أكبر 33 times. وسبح ثلاثا وثلاثين, and سبحان الله 33 times. وحمد ثلاثا وثلاثين, and الحمد لله 33 times. وفي رواية التسبيح أربع وثلاثين, And in one narration it comes that Subhanallah you should read 34 times. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ التَّكْبِيرُ أَرْبَعٌ وَثَلَاثِينَ, that Allahu Akbar 34 times, and that is the most famous riwayat. That 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and through her to the whole ummah, on the occasion when she needed a helper in the house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want to, I'll give you a helper, but if you want to, I'll give you something more better. Human nature, everyone wants what is better. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her to read this. This is a better than a helper in the house. From that we learn that this tasbih, the zikr of Allah, gives strength to a person. It gives spiritual strength, and that spiritual strength dominates physical strength. Then a person will have physical strength also to do all his chores, etc. Today we feel a bit tired, we feel a bit lethargic, we feel I need a break, I should go to the coast, I must go for a holiday. That won't solve your problem. What is required is the zikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr. This will give strength to a person. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا آوى أحدكم إلى فراشه, when anyone of you comes to his bed to sleep at night, فَلْيَنْفُضْ فِرَاشَهُ بِدَاخِلَةِ إِزَارِهِ, then he should use a piece of his, what is referred to as the lungi, use a cloth and dust out the bed. Whether you dust it with a cloth with your hand, but dust out the bed. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَا خَلَفَهُ عَلَيْهِ, for he does not know what came onto the bed after he left it. Maybe there are some insects, maybe there are some other things that will cause you harm during your sleep, so dust out the bed. Yeah, also we see that the West always opposed Islam. They will have beds made in the morning, and at that time dust the bed. But the whole day you don't know what came in the bed. Sunnah is when you come to your bed, dust it out at that time. Just before that you don't know what might be in your bed, and it will cause you all problems in your sleep. And the latest scientific research, they have found that when a person lies down anywhere to sleep, then the body lets out dead cells, and they lie on the place where you were sleeping. And they tried many things to remove the dead cells, spraying antibiotics, antiseptics, all types of things. Nothing removed the dead cells. Then one of those scientists, some thought came to him, and he shook the sheet, and all the dead cells fell away. And these dead cells, if they are left, they re-enter the body, and they cause those illnesses which even no scanning machine can pick up. Then a person has got a lot of problems, and nobody can pick up what that problems are. So by dusting it, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, all those dead cells fall away, and then a person is saved from that problem as well. ثم يقول, and then when he gets into bed to sleep, he should read this dua. بسمك ربي وضعت جنبي, O Allah, in your name, in your trust, have I put my back down now. That is, I will be sleeping, I won't know what's happening. I give my life over in your trust. You look after me. When a person goes to sleep, he doesn't know at night what can happen. There can be a short in the electricity, and the house can catch on fire. There can be a water leak, and water starts leaking. Crooks can come. What and what things cannot come. So in your trust I put my back. وَبِكَ أَرْفَعَهُ, and when I raise my head up again, also in your trust. When a person goes out for his daily chores, going about his daily work, what and what cannot happen to a person? Put yourself in the amanat of Allah, in the trust of Allah by taking his name. إِنْ أَمْسَكْتَ نَفْسِي فَرْحَمْهَا, If you have to take away my life in this night when I'm sleeping, that is, if I have to die in my sleep, oh Allah, please have mercy upon me. You have the great ordeal of the qabr, of the day of Qiyamah, and you have no choice but begging of Allah for His mercy. وَإِنْ أَرْسَلْتَهَا, and if you do not take my life, you send it back to me and I live another day tomorrow, فَاحْفَظْهَا بِمَا تَحْفَظُ بِهِ إِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, then oh Allah, please look after me as you look after your pious servants. Don't let me come into accidents. Don't let me come into major illnesses. Don't let me come into crime and hijackings. You please protect me how you protect your pious servants. From here also we learn that when a person becomes righteous and pious, he gains the protection of Allah Ta'ala. And if you have the protection of Allah, you have got everything. Nobody can harm you. No fly can harm you. No bomb can harm you. Once you are in the protection of Allah. So these are all very valuable du'as, which we should, and they are printed in many kitabs. We should try and acquire them, slowly learn them, and read them regularly.